But in a different place, it says, Sefer Bamidbar, says, V'chiso voyu mulchama v'arzachem, come to mulchama in your land, v'haray yoysam v'chatzoytroys, you'll blow the chatzoytroys, v'niskartam on Hashem alaykechem, v'noyshatam e'yveichem. It's mashmah, they're going to need rachmei shamayim, tshuva for tefillah, in order to be menatzeach. So you have to understand why over here is it so parshit ki seitzim al melchamu and the son of Hashem alakechem yodecha. And over there it sounds like there's going to be an asik about it. So the Shem Yishmul says a gemalvig apshat. Shem Yishmul says over here it says ki seitzim loshen yochid. They're all going to get out like one, united, ba'achdus, like one body. Over there it says ki sovoyu loshen rabim. In other words, there'll be many yechidim going out together, but they're not going to be one nation. And this is really Mefurish in the Medrash. Ba'ikur Rabbit says that the Tanoikis that were around in the days of David, they knew how to darshan the Torah in 49 different ways. And they went out to war and they fell in the war. Havas, b'nei shahoyu b'hem dil turim. They had Balei Lashon Hara, they were mekatrig against each other. So, with his achdus, with they're all together, they go out as one, there's a special zgula to be menatzeach automatically. When there's a lack of achdus, then not. Now, what is the special zgula of being ba'achdus? So, the Teretz is that there's two different ways of fighting a war. You could fight a war with derech hateva, with war tactics, with war strategy. And for states of that needs rachamei shamayim, because the same way we're good at it, the other nations of the world also learn to taksis and melchama, and maybe they might even be better than us at it. So there is a chuni drachmei shemayim. But there's a sure fire method of being in a tzayach, which is miyuchid v'klal Yisrael. It says, your fear will be on all the chayas, and not only on the chayas, it's going on all the humus ha'olam. And say for Daniel, all the different nations are moshe k'chayas. This is special school, you're going to have your mayor on that. But the second way, that has to be from a higher kind of a kayak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lights up the way for us when he's been kind, when we have the Tzelem Elikim completely. That's when it said to Adam Arishim, Marachem v'chitchem yu al kol chayez aretz. B'makim the Tzelem Elikim, everything just falls by the wayside. So, if there are pogromim, there's dents, and there's breaches in Klal Yisrael, they're not pa'achdus, and they're not all under the banner of Torah, under the banner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that special ruchni is the kekoich is not there. You don't have that v'ro kolami yoretz, kishem v'shem nikro alecha. If we're ba'achdus, and everybody does his part, and the emes is it's impossible for any yochid to be mekayim kol ha'Torah kula, we need the efforts of everybody together. Certain mitzvahs kahanim have, certain mitzvahs levim have, certain mitzvahs on the melech. So it has to be that we're all united and collectively we can call it a kula. And then there's a ruach mumayla, that there's the tzelem alikim derai de achdus. That is what gives us that special kayach. He say tzelem alikim alivecha. V'ro'isa ba'shivya. So Rashi says, what's this heter of yifas toyer? L'idibra toyer el kenegi deitzo hara. Kodesh Baruch Hu knew that if he's not going to be matarit, then the fellow's going to be over anyway. And the Ramban speaks out that it's only mutter because of the cheshik, that when his yetzer is misgaber on him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's matarit. But if let's say his yetzer is not misgaber on him for the bia, but he wants a wife, and he wants to take a wife, her as a wife, that he's not allowed to do. So the famous question is, that's what Kol HaTorah Kula is all about, being Kovish the Yetzer. The whole life is the Melchama against the Yetzer. The Esav is Begematria Sholem. So the morale says, why? Because by him, everything is peace. He doesn't wage a war against the Yetzer. Esav is best friends with the Yetzer, right? But the tachlis of the Ben Yisrael is to overcome the Siyanis, to fight against his Yetzer. That's what it's all about. So what's the shadow over here? That because the Yetzer is going to overcome him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not through. That's what heard the Hepach of what Klal Yisrael stands for. So Simcha Zisel wrote it. In the Sefer Sam Derech, he says, that a fellow can be koyvish the Yetzirah, that's only if he uses his regular das, his regular hisbaininess, and through regular das and hisbaininess, he's in a state of equilibrium. We could tracht our eyes and fight the Yetzirah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a special siyata d'shmaya. But at a time when his heart is not with him, his machshove is not free to fight against the Yetzirah, he's distracted, so then the Yetzirah can have a tremendous shlita over him. And one of those times, the main time, is a time of war. He's in a milchama, he's away from home. The pachad of milchama is nerva ayim. Maybe the pachad. And he has to invest all of his koichas on fighting the war and destroying the enemy. So there, his mind is not free. He's not in a period of equilibrium where he can think out the situation and fight against the Yetzirah. So different time can connect the Yetzirah in such a matzav, when a fellow is not with his regular das, it's very, very, very difficult to fight against that Yetzirah. So the Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll be matarit just for this time. He says, from here you see the importance of learning Musar. Because life in this world is full of distractions. And life in this world is full of the forces that pull us this way and pull us that way. And it's very difficult to have your regular matzav hadash to fight against that Yetzirah, unless you have something to boost you that the dash should be at a period of equilibrium. Musar is the thing that does that. You learn my Mori Chazal, you learn the Musar Sfarim, and they guide you in these times of peril, in these times of Nisayan. Then you can say a person's there with his full dash. But if he doesn't learn Musar, then he loses his dash, and then it's talking very difficult to fight against the Yetzirah. Ki yil ish ben soiru umayra. A person will have a son that strays from the derech and he rebels. Terrible tragedy of the ben soiru umayra. So the Ramban says that a ben soiru umayra, the tain on him is twofold. He's over on two things. Number one, he is embarrassing his father and his mother. He's a disgrace for his father and his mother. Here he's doing things that a mamish designed. But secondly, he's over on Kedoshim Tiyu. Kedoshim Tiyu, we know how Kedosh Baruch says, Kedoshim Tiyu, you're not allowed to be a novel Rishos HaTayra. You're not allowed to overindulge even in things that are mutter. Eating too much meat, drinking too much wine. He's over on Kedoshim Tiyu. So, this is a bell. Shach and others ask the question, have a timer on this boy who's just barely 13 years old. They didn't reach the Madrega relation to you. There's the famous Bryce of Rapinchas Ben Yair. Rapinchas Ben Yair is a whole ladder that you have to climb before you reach Kedusha. Zihirus, and then Zrizus, and then Nikius, all the way up to Kedusha. That's a very, very high Madrega. So what's the pshat? You have a timer on a boy that's 13 years old? He didn't reach the Madrega of Kedusha to you. What's the pshat? So Pshach said, if you look at the Psukim of Ensayru Meira, three times the Torah stresses the same thing. He's not a Shemeya. Einenu Shemeya b'kol abu b'kol ima. Einenu Shemeya b'kol ima. And then again, Einenu Shemeya b'kol abu b'ima. Three times it says, by this boy being such a Baal Taiva, he has cut off the gateway of Shmir, he's not going to listen to any Teichacha, he's not going to listen to anything. And that is the path to disaster. So the time is not, he's not going to be Mekayim Kedoshim Tiyu, but he's turning himself away, he's cutting off any opening to reach the Madrega of Kedoshim Tiyu. And when you cut off that opening, you're practically dead. So it's like committing spiritual suicide. That he didn't reach Kedoshim Tiyu, that we can't have a time on. But that he became such a Baal Taiva that it stuffed up his ears and he can never reach that Madrega and that we could have a time. So even though, because I'll say Yomus Zakai about Yomus Rasha, but this much he did. He got so enveloped in Taiva that he closed off the gateway of Shmia and now he can never reach that Madrega of Kedusha. For all practical purposes, he's cut off the Kaifas of Aliyah within himself. Dozogt Reb Shach. There's a Yerushalmi, a Nifladik Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi's in Perik Ches, Halacha Zayin from Sanhedrin. Sofa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shesoifoi shalzeh, what's going to be the end of this person? Mekapeach es habriyos, he's going to attack the briyos. V'ahoyre yezhan hafashos. And last, v'soifoi lishkach talmudei. And the end will be he'll forget all of his learning. So Rav Kotlin, Zechzadim Kodesh Levrach, asked the question, the Seder Advarim, take a look at the Yerid, the Seder Advarim. He'll be in the last thing, then he'll kill, and then there's a worse Madrega. He's going to forget his learning. L'chayru, one would think that forgetting your learning is not as bad as killing people, or it's not as bad as being molested or sabrius and being a menace to society. Forgetting his learning is his own personal thing. But to go be molested or sabrius and to kill, and here you see that the garua mikulam is that he forgets his learning. What's the pshat? Zokr bar, if he wouldn't forget his learning, then it's yitochen that there's hope for the person. The Or HaTayro will be Mazrim, Lamutiv, and he wouldn't be Mechuyev Misa. Calls around, there's the possibility that there's going to be Tayra. Barossi Yetzahara, Barossi Tayra Tavlin. So Mimela calls around, there's Tayra, even if you already was a menace to society, but there's hope for the person he's going to return. He's going to do tshuva, and maybe one day he'll be fruitful in society. Right. But if the Tayra guarantees that he's the last name as Abrias, and he's going to kill, and Vadi is going to forget his learning, so then there's no hope for the Baal, and that is talk at the lowest rung when there is no hope. I saw brought down that the Alter from Kelm used to have an El straight 7 hours Dorah, one after the other, without Hepsik. We saw Salanter, he used to learn 18 hours. That was his, you know, by them, Tayra, the only way to keep a person guaranteed there'll be Isaac and Chuv, and he won't fall to the ways of the Yetzirah. That's only Tayra. By Aveda it says, "V'chein tassel chamoyrei, v'chein tassel esemlosai, v'chein tassel chalavedes apicha, loy suchel hisalim." So Rashi says, "Lichboy sheinecha kilu eincha raya. You can't hide your eyes as if you don't see." When Shimon Schwab, he points out that David HaMelech says, "To'isi kise'oive bakesh abdecha. I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek out your Evan." And we also in Mavakshin our tefillah, "Va'al tesalim etchinaseinu." Don't hide from our bakoshes. "Chusano va'al tesalim." Don't hide yourself from it. So Ibazoi, Mazav al Mazav, Kodesh Baruch Hu L'maisa, doesn't listen to our tefillahs. We're still in the bitter galus. And he's not picking this up. We're in Aveda. We're lost in the galus. So why is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's not doing that? L'chayra. He was mitzavah us. Well, achta bidrachov. We have to go in his ways. So Hashavas Aveda is one of the ways of chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if that's the case, so it behooves HaKadosh Baruch Hu to also be icing in that. V'chusen of al tesalim. So why is it that he's hiding for us in the galus? So it's up to the Schwab that the tshuv is within the pasuk itself. It says, "Loisire shor achicha." It's chamorin yidochem baderech v'hisalamta. The Gemara uses a positive lashon of v'hisalamta. Pa'amim shatam of misalim. There are times it could be misalim. For example, zokein ve'enu l'fichvaydei. If let's say a fellow's a talmud chacham, it's not l'fichvaydei to pick up the aveda. So then that's one of the caveats, one of the exceptions. So well, that's the answer. If we would talk to be Roy, and we would talk to be on the Madrega, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be proud of us, and save us, and hold us up as a lesson to the entire world, we'd be a covenant for HaKadosh Baruch Hu enough, and in Hanami HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not hide himself. But Kol Zman we have not rectified our ways, and Kol Zman we're not worthy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing us off to the world. Then it's bebchinus hazaken ve'enu l'fichvaydei. That's why, at least for the moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding himself, at least out in the open. In hidden ways, for shteis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. There's hashgacha in a hidden way, Tal Yisrael Baruch Hashem, to be nisraba, kamus, ve'echus, nishayach, like no other nation in the world. But out in the open, that was still in galus, that has to be that we're worth that. We make HaKadosh Baruch Hu proud of us, then he doesn't have to be misalim from us. So steht kisim the bayis chodash. You build a new house. Vosisa makir legagach. She make a makir for your roof. So Rashi brings down the tanchuma. In kiyam the mitzvah shiluach hakeim. Soifech livnois bayis chodash. The end will be you'll build a new house with the kaim mitzvah makir. She mitzvah gereres mitzvah. So Daphne Pashtain, what's the connection between the mitzvah shiluach hakeim and the mitzvah of bias and makir? I once heard the pshat. There's a famous Zohar HaKadosh. What is the mitzvah shiluach hakein? The Chavis Yor brings this down. It's a shayla. Let's say you don't need the eggs. Is there a mitzvah sending away the mother? So he brings down the Zohar HaKadosh. That when a person sends away the mother and the eggs are removed from the nest, so the mother, it circles around and circles around. And it says, oy vey, my nest is empty, my nest is empty. And it starts crying. And the koilas go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears the koilas of this bird. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts crying, oy vey, my nest is also empty, my nest is also empty. And that's a goyim to be Ma'ir Rachman, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should rebuild his nest in Yerushalayim and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So it comes out that the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein is a Yisayirus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bayis should be rebuilt. If we are Isaac in rebuilding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bayis, then Mimela, he's going to give us the Siyata Nishmaya, that we should build our personal bayis, and Mimela, that will be the mitzvah of Osisa Ma'akeh L'Gagecha. But Shiluach HaKein, Alpi the Zohar HaKadosh, is a Zgula for Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Va'ato loma nomus. Tal Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, why should we die? Ki seichlenu ha'esh ha'zois oid v'masnu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to them, the Dibros Rishonim. And they were afraid that they're going to die. So kravato shema, you come close and you listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We spoke about that a little bit last week. So Rishach, the Tzavim HaKadosh L'Racha, when he was younger, he was Rosh Yeshiva in Karlin Stolen. See, the Yeshiva is Rosh Yeshiva in Karlin Stolen. How did that come about? How does Rav Shach, you know, from Litta, become a Rosh Yeshiva to see the Yeshiva? It's a nice Shaya. Rav Chaim Oizer was once, he called a meeting of Rabbonim in Litta, and present at the meeting was the Stolen Rebbe. So, you know, handling with Varma, in the Maruma Shalaylam, all of a sudden, a younger man barges in, walks all the way up to Rechaim Oiz, he shows him what it says in the Sefer, and Rechaim Oiz looks, fine, good, you know, a young man walks out. People, oh, the Rabbanim helps a chutzpah, you know, a young man walks in, there's a meeting of older Rabbanim going on, he walks in, doesn't knock on the door, doesn't ask for shoes, just walks over straight to Rechaim Oiz. So Rechaim Oiz saw that they were disturbed about it, so he said, if you think that this younger man had any idea that there was a meeting going on right now, you're in for a surprise. He had no idea that there was a meeting here. We were talking about a Rambam before, and they helped them Rambam, and he had a horror, and he came straight in to tell it to me. He had no idea there's anybody sitting over here going, the Stolen Rebbe said, that's who I want to be Rosh Yeshiva. That was Rav Shach. Anyway, so Rav Shach was Rosh Yeshiva then. And he didn't like that the Bachar went away from Yom Tovim to the Rebbe because, you know, the time spent going there, the time spent coming back, he owes bittul Torah. So one time when they came back from the Rebbe after Shavuos, he asked them to tell me over at Vat Torah that the Rebbe said. So he said that the Rebbe said over a Vat Torah from the Divrei Chaim. The Gemara says, Amar Rishu ben Levi, as it says, my nefesh went out when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke. And that's good for why over here in the Pasuk they said, you know, we can't do it, we're afraid. You know, nomos, krav atov shema. The Rechaim asked the question, what's so terrible if they die? Says they're being zoiche to the greatest madrega of dveikus b'Hashem, nafshi yotzo b'dabrei. Shas, the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu schlepped them out of their guf. That's the greatest kind of mitzvah neshika. And the dveikus they can have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu up there is beyond anything we can imagine. So Voskeit say, oh, that they have such a dveikus. The Rechaim says, angegangen, because they didn't realize the nes is always going to happen. They're going to lose the other eight dibris. That's what was bothering them. You know, dveikus is one thing, but then we're going to miss out on the other dibris, you know. So Pshach said, for such a birth, it's G'day to travel 2 weeks. So what's the Pshach? What's the Aymek in the birth? What's the Aymek in the birth? Dveikus B'Hashem's highest Madrega, Shayach and Dveikus. But it still doesn't come to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The regular Tzivuyim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the mitzvahs, that is the greatest, being behind the greatest Dachas. You know, it's hard to understand. Faith is Hashem, to be so attached to Hashem. But the greatest thing we could do in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lezachis as Yisrael, Leficha Hirbahem, Teiru Mitzvahs, that is our Tachlis in the Bria. So you do it. We've said it over a number of times that the Vilna Gaon, right before he was Nifti, he was crying. He says, Talmidim were around him. They said, Rebbe, what are you crying about? You know exactly you're going to go to the highest places in Gan Eden. He held on to his tzitzis. He said, such a precious world. For a few pennies, you could be kind of such a gewaltige mitzvah. To leave such a world, it's very schwer. Now, I mean, the dveikus up there is going to be much greater. But after he came to the Goyen, the opportunity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to do his sivui doesn't give him the anger. And that's what Kali Yisrael is afraid of, you know, in a chanami. When we say it to dveikus, but Lamaisu were missing out on that. So that's really something to think about in Elul, because you always read about the previous generations, the feeling that they had in Elul was nearby. I just saw a new thing. Shon Shadron said over the Shmuz, Shon Shadron said that there was an Altamira Talmud. They used to say over his father fought in the Russian Russo-Japanese War. He was describing what it was like on the battlefield. Pachad. He said, the whistling of the missiles, the explosion of the bombs were ear-shattering. He says, it was mamish, like the pachad, by Ne'il. That's what he said. These were their asugas. The battlefield was like the pachad by Ne'il. They're so bright. They're so bright from such hasagas. So you know, you get discouraged, you know, you get depressed from such as that. But the emphasis is, if we just do what we have to do, we might not have the feelings of dveikas that they had and the feelings of the pachad. So Teretz says, but we have it. We know what to do. We know to daven well. We know to learn well. We know to do chasadim. We know to try our best in the things that we have. And that's more important than having that feeling of the fear of Elul. Dos Guf is the greatest avodah in Elul. Dos is dos. One more thing. It says, well, Yovi Amoni Umovi Bekal Hashem, Al Varsha Lekidmucha Balechem Uvamayim. Ramban says, so why is that so humridic that they shouldn't be able to come into Klal Yisrael? Up to Ramban. Because Avraham Avinu is responsible for their whole kiyum. Avraham Avinu saved Lot. Lot is their ancestor. So they owe the debt of gratitude to Avraham Avinu. And now his children pass you by, you don't go out to greet him a lechem of Amayim. It's a tiny sefalt nakar is a tiny. So frek that going to Baron Leib Stein is a tzadik v'kodesh levrache. Hakar is a tiny is not one of the Zionists of B'nai Noyach. So how could you give them such a chumidik thing? You can't become part of Klal Yisrael because you're not Makitai. It's not one of the Zayin mitzvahs. Dr. Marian Leib, it's not one of the Zayin mitzvahs, but it's the olive days of being a Ben Adam. And you're not a Ben Adam, you can't come into Klal Yisrael. The olive days before mitzvahs and everything, the Dav Zayin I mentioned, Dav Zayin a Ben Adam. Some of that's not Makitai, it's not a Ben Adam. Somebody once tying it to a Rav, that even though he accepts Shaychad, he can still crush it to be a judge. I'm able to separate myself from the money and I can have an even keel thing. So he says, Afa Pikin Yapos, Favas. Because if you accept Shaychad and you're not affected, then you're not showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's not a mensch. If you're not a mensch, you can't be a mensch. You're not a mensch. That's, you know, that's the, you know, over here. Okay, a good Shabbos.